morning, everyone. I'm Jmail Sabrine from Tunisia. I'm high technician in microbiology, specialized in the diagnosis of tuberculosis in Tunis. I'm the executive director also of Model African Union Organization, which was represented by Mr. Hamza. So I'm really glad to participate with you in this important symposium today. Related to the topic, I will talk about the implications of civil society organization in healthcare. Civil society organizations play multiple roles. They are an important source of information for both citizens and government. They monitor government policies and action and hold government accountable, engage in advocacy, and offer alternative policies for government, the private sector, and other institutions. They deliver services especially to the poor and underserved, and defend citizen rights, and work to change and uphold social norms and behavior. So today, health policymakers know that ignoring civil society has great perils, and working with it has potential gains. Therefore, the basic question we are asking is, what is the place of civil society in health? And how can we address the practical challenges and advantages of working with civil societies across sustainability? For health, civil society can deliver services that governments are unwilling or unable to deliver because of lack of political interest, inflexible public administrations, resource constraints, or lack of trust in certain populations. And it can offer committed people flexibility and responsiveness in service delivery that public sector and private sector organizations alike fail to master. Civil society organizations address new tasks quickly and sometimes developing the solutions that will eventually be adopted by bigger public and private organizations. It can therefore compensate for policy failures through quick responses and incubation of alternative organizational model. And as an example, the important consequence of the definition of civil society can be demonstrated by the World Health Organization framework of engagement with non-state actors, FANSE. So this is an organism that defines NGOs and other non-state actors in order to clarify on the principles, benefits, and risk of engagements. It also defines to what extent World Health Organization can interact with the different non-state actors regarding participations, evidence, advocacy, and technical collaborations. So it's like a direct link between World Health Organization and local NGOs in all countries in the world. In Africa, for example, we highlight the importance of a meaningful role for civil society in improving access to well-regulated quality medical products to support and be part of regional social contrast approach following the access issues that have been particularly evident during the COVID-19 pandemic. And this is not only in Africa, but also around the world. Culture of engagement and participation is most effective when backed by legislation affirming the right to health and participation and providing a legal framework to build capacities in fair and transparent participatory process. So all the patient, community, and civil society population would benefit by being instilled with a sense of social cohesion and duty to participate, to achieve recognition of their roles with meaningful outcomes. A culture of participation relies on development of trust and respectful relationships across all participants. And it's very important here to insist on the importance of sustainability actions to achieve lasting results. For example, in healthcare, the civil society organizations operate in collaboration with public sectors, usually sponsored by external donors. But these donations emerge from different organizations. As an external donator, we can take, for example, the global health initiatives like Global Fund to fight malaria, tuberculosis, and AIDS in Africa. And availability of external funding systems or projects, but the projects stop when the funding is no longer available. This situation affects the sustainability of the project. In practical terms, most health projects received almost no attention in post-donor era, indicating a lack of concern for project sustainability issues. And for example, regarding the activities of health organizations to eradicate tuberculosis disease, for example, it's necessary to provide medical treatment for patients, especially in countries that lack means, and to provide also new methods to detect the disease in the laboratories. But the most important is to raise awareness about the risk of tuberculosis transmission and how to prevent the disease. So, sensitization actions for prevention guaranteed more lasting results, especially the prevention of the disease. Civil society organizations as key partners in development cooperation conduct activities that ensure project sustainability. These activities include strategic planning, service implementation, project evaluation, etc. So the roles of civil society organization in health protect project sustainabilities are mainly complementary in support of government effort, but the nature of the activity varies depending on the country. Sustainability mechanism as a criterion for project continuity should be adhered to every stage of project life. Also, understanding a project's pain points ensures sustainability. For example, if a program is designed to improve reproductive health during prenatal care, the aim could be defeated if the target woman did not understand what the project is all about and such as may not make use of the project. Therefore, as a solution, every possible means that ensures project understanding should be extrapolated. To finish, sustainable management is grounded on partnerships with stakeholders. Indeed, partnership between civil society and community members or between civil society and government ensure project sustainability. Appropriate partnership between civil societies, state, development partners, private sectors, focusing on the implementation of health projects, enhance sustainability commitment toward achieving post-donor projects objectives.